you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
This is The Thing About Cars, a podcast for car enthusiasts and the people who love them.
Hello, my friends. This is The Thing About Cars. I'm Mickey Desai. Around the table, we've got the guys today. Ben, how are you?
I'm pretty damn good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. The one, the only Dave Pauly. How are you, sir?
Now that you said, you know, the guys, I'm feeling very much very butch. I'm in touch with my, I'm feeling in touch with my masculine side.
And our special guest from somewhere on the East Coast, we need to figure out where, is Michael Zarnock. Mike is the author of a very cool, well, actually, you've written a couple things, haven't you, Mike?
Yeah, I've written 15 different Hot Wheel books.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And your website?
Hundreds of articles, magazine articles, and you name it, and I've pretty much written about it, so.
So you're like the Hot Wheels fan. Is that a fair assessment?
That's what they say. You know, you know, I've held 3 Guinness World Records, and you know all the books that I've written, and ambassador for Mattel for Hot Wheels, and you name it. If it's about Hot Wheels, it's got me involved. So
right. All right. So I'm going to ask. You know, we're going to skip our traditional format for Hot Wheels trivia, and instead I'm just going to throw some stuff out there. I've pulled up a couple pages of Hot Wheels trivia, and we'll use this to riff off of for the next few minutes. Does that sound all right?
Sure, yeah.
So Hot Wheels was first introduced in what year and where?
1968 in Hawthorne, California.
Actually, this source says the New York Toy Fair.
Well, yes, it was brought to the New York Toy Fair in 1967. And was brought out there, and of course that's when Elliot Handler brought it to the world, and that's when everybody got to see it, and after that it was just havoc. Everybody wanted it, especially Kmart. Kmart was the biggest buyer at the time.
Yep.
But yeah.
So
they were released in May of 1968.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so Elliot Handler was the person who basically invented the Hot Wheels.
Well, Elliot Handler was the owner of Mattel at the time. He was married to Ruth Handler, who was the Barbie queen, the inventor of Barbie. And of course, he wanted to have something equatable to Barbie's fame. One day Elliot was watching one of his grandsons play with Matchbox cars. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute, I own Mattel. Why aren't we making toy cars? Why is my grandson playing with somebody else's cars? So he went to R&D meeting next day and said, hey, how come we're not making cars? And everybody there said, no, we can't do that, because you know, you got Matchbox, you got Dinky, you got Corgi, you got all those guys, and they're making millions of cars a year. And Elliot said, well, we're gonna make a toy car. They went back and forth. Elliot went to the door and said, we're gonna make a toy car, and he walked out. So wow. By the end of the day, they had a Matchbox Mustang all done up as a Hot Wheel car, a new Hot Wheel car, and that was it.
No kidding.
Yep.
Huh. Now I could ask you questions about the Hot Wheels history and your own affinity for Hot Wheels all day, but I want to make sure that Ben and Dave get a word in edgewise here. So please jump in anytime, you guys. Don't let me monopolize this one. Because I love these little cars. I've often wanted to have a Hot Wheels track in my house that spans several rooms. So yes, but
since you're house hunting, I look forward to your realtor's reaction to that.
I was gonna say, one of you guys are laughing, and it's like, you know, in our house, we always have Hot Wheel track somewhere. You know, now that I got grandkids, you know, that's oh no, honey, we gotta keep the track up for the grandkids.
Exactly.
I have great memories.
Just walking in, and there's, you know, 5 grown men playing with a Hot Wheel track.
Yeah, so. I remember back in somewhere in the 90s, around 95, 96, there was a TV ad, I believe, for the Acura Integra, where they had the car on a giant Hot Wheels track. I think it was all done with CGI and such, but you know, they made the point. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Eventually, Mattel did do that with one of their stunt cars. So they did make the track and the loop and it worked.
Cool. Right.
I'm curious whether, yeah, so this is Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. Dragon Con is going on right now. What I'm curious about is there the same kind of rivalry between Matchbox fans and Hot Wheels fans that you would find like between Star Trek and Star Wars fans?
No, because they're both cars, you know, and actually now Mattel owns not only Hot Wheels, but they own Matchbox. At one time they owned Corgi at the same time. The thing with Matchbox and Hot Wheels is Matchbox are more of a real car. They're more utilitarian. You know, when you look at Matchbox cars, you see dump trucks and garbage trucks and you know, real things. Where more of the Hot Wheels are race cars, more more fantasy type things. So and of course they're all hot rods. You know, race car cool looking things. Where the Matchbox are what you see out on the road in your driveway.
That's what I thought.
There's that rivalry between, you know, GoBots and those things, you know. So, but no, never really with Matchbox and Hot Wheels.
So we're not going to be able to provoke a fight with this episode, which, you know, really is a goal we seem to have for every show these days.
No, not with us. Not with us.
Okay.
You know, the thing is with scale car collectors, we really don't care about the brand. I do because, of course, Hot Wheels, but it's a toy car. So if I can find a 68 Impala like the one I had in high school, I don't care who makes it. You know, I want it. So that's basically it. We really don't care who makes them as long as they're cool.
Right. When I was a kid, I used to prefer the Matchbox cars because they were a little more realistic, and the Hot Wheels just seemed like a little too much of a departure from reality to me as a kid. And now that I'm older, it's like, I don't care what it is. I think they're all cool and I want to play with them all. And I just don't have enough space or money to start acquiring them. But what drew you to them, Mike?
I've always been into cars. My dad was a body man, so I would get to go to the garage, you know, on weekends and stuff like that. So every time that I would see a car, a toy car, I'd have to have it. And then as I got older, I would see cars on TV, you know, like the Batmobile or, you know, any of the Ed Roth cars, things like that. And I just fell in love with them. So I would modify my slot cars. You know, back then slot cars were really, really big in the early 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I'm 64 years old. So I've been around Hot Wheels since they came out in 68. I mean, they're the most consistent thing in my life. You know, Hot Wheels have been there for, you know, 54 years. But I used to modify my slot cars. I would modify my Matchbox cars to make them look like the cars that I would see on TV or at car shows or, you know, stuff like that. And of course, there were muscle cars. It was the greatest time to grow up as a kid. You know, there were big black Corvettes and there were Hemi Cudas and, you know, you name it, it was out there. So, you know, kids had to have that. And when I saw Hot Wheels, you know, they were already done. They're already painted. They had slicks. They had mag wheels. They had superchargers. I didn't have to do anything to them. All I had to do was get, you know, a dollar to go buy one and I was good. So that's why or how I fell in love with Hot Wheels.
Yep. How many Hot Wheels would you say you have in your collection right now?
Well over 30,000.
Oh, God.
That's different car. I mean, there's, you know, it's crazy. Plus I have track sets and play sets and, you know, underwear, sunglasses, you name it, socks. anything that you can put that Hot Wheel logo on, I have in my collection. And I'm always looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Mickey has a similar collection of collectible nuns.
I got the nun bobblehead. Okay, so I'm reading here that there's a fellow named Bruce Pascal who has the largest Hot Wheels collection in the world, which is worth over $1 million. Does that, have you heard of this fellow? No?
Yes, Bruce is a dear friend of mine. Hmm. His collection is not the largest in the world. His collection is probably the most expensive collection in the world. You know, like Abe Lincoln said, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Yes.
So, you know, anything on the internet, you really, really have to look into. Bruce, like I said, Bruce is an amazing guy. He is an amazing humanitarian. He has no qualms about spending, you know, $72,000 for one Hot Wheel car. Wow. Yeah. So it's said that he has the most expensive Hot Wheels or, you know, collection in the world, but I have the world's largest Hot Wheels collection where I have, you know, like I said, I have pretty much anything that you can think of that has the Hot Wheel logo on it. I have it.
Okay. So that was, you said you had a couple of Guinness World Records titles. So having the largest collection is one of them. What was the other?
Well, I've held the largest collection twice. And the third collection or the third record is for the most amount of loops, gravity fed loops. And I set that at the Chicago Auto Show right before COVID. Wow. And Mattel called me up and they said, hey, we're doing a deal with Jaguar and we'd like you to come and set a world record for loops. Can you do that? Exactly. I said, yeah, sure. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Just
I'll call have up a plane. I'll go to Chicago and we'll just set the world record. And I did. So
that's just awesome. Just call up and order a world record. Yeah. I'll have a world record, please.
And how many loops was that?
Well, here, this is a funny story. Nobody said that you couldn't use superchargers, power chargers, you know, the there. All right. So all through the Jaguar display, I set up hundreds of feet of track. I had like 35 superchargers and there was probably, I want to say close to 100 loops. I get ready to fire it up. I'm checking it all out. And the guy from Guinness comes over and says, can't do that. So can't do what? He says, it cannot be powered. It has to be gravity. And I said, well, I've only got like a couple of hours to finish this thing up, you know? He said, no, we can't do it. So I had to tear it all down and I had to find a place tall enough to get enough, speed out of a car. So I ended up out of the 100 loops, I ended up with 7 loops. Wow. And actually the record was only 5. Huh. So I beat it by 2, but yeah, I had, there was a whole, gaffing crew and all that. They were running around making me, ramps and all kinds of stuff, but yeah, we got it done.
Huh. I'm surprised. I thought the number would have been a bit higher.
Me too. Yeah. That's why I went with like 100, you know?
Yeah. Do you have this event linked on your website?
Yes, there, On my YouTube channel, mm-hmm. Hot Wheels TV, just look up Hot Wheels loop record.
Okay.
Anybody can find it.
Yep. I'm looking at your page right now. I'll definitely comb through it later. This is really cool. And I'm holding up the book. We don't use video on the thing about cars, but now that I'm holding up the book, there we go.
Oh, my coloring book.
Yeah. The coloring book is how we got introduced to you. And I can't, forgive me, but I can't remember who sent us this. Ben, do you recall?
Yeah. Oh, that would be Fireball.
Fireball did it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the connection to Fireball, I think came through Reddit. That's the part I'm failing to remember. Anyway, I'm really grateful for the connection. And this coloring book is, it's almost too pretty to color.
That's why you got to buy 2, you know.
Right. And you're in it in 2 or 3 places, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Tim, Fireball draws cars better than he draws people.
This is awesome.
That's 19 of my favorite Hot Wheel cars.
Yeah.
And of course, anything that, that I do, I try to throw in a little bit of Hot Wheel history.
Yep.
Or, you know, why I like that. Yep.
I don't know if you guys can see the history is on one, the history is on one side and the pictures on the other.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got the other one that they sent us, and I've looked through it quite a bit. I have not taken a colored pencil to it, though. I almost did, and I thought, you know, I'm going to give this to some lucky Thing About Cars fan at our next public appearance.
That's, yeah, that sounds great. You know, I don't know if we could call Fireball and ask them to let us do a giveaway for the book or not. What do you think, Mike? Can we do that?
Yeah, give him a holler. Yeah, okay. He's very acceptable, very accessible.
Great. Then we'll do that and see if we can't do a giveaway to our listeners. In fact, I kind of want to jump the gun and publicize that right now, but let's get permissions first and see if we can make all that work. Right. Mike, if there's something you want someone to know about Hot Wheels, what's something that I wouldn't know about Hot Wheels that you think I should know?
Oh man, there's just so many things. A lot of people try to collect Hot Wheels for an investment. And that's something that you shouldn't do. You know, collecting Hot Wheels is a hobby. You know, there are cars out there that are worth a lot of money, but they are far and few between. You know, people write me all the time or call me, try to get a hold of me. but the first thing ask me is, you know, what can I buy that's going to be worth a lot of money? You know, if I knew that, man, I'd be a really, really rich guy. But you know, don't collect Hot Wheels. Don't buy Hot Wheels as an investment. You want to invest. You know, put your money in a bank. You know, buy. You know, get CDs, stuff like that. But don't you know, collect because you like it. Collect it because you love it. Collect because because it's something you want to collect. You know, I've got the world's largest Hot Wheels collection. When I die, it's probably all going to go in a garage sale, and everything's gonna go for a quarter apiece, you know. So I may have $500,000 invested in my stuff, but you know, it's only because I love it, not because I expect to get any money back out of it. It just makes me happy. Like I said, it's the most consistent thing in my life in the past 54 years.
Right. It
makes me happy.
I have one more question to ask, but I wanted to see if Dave and Ben had anything to put out before we get there.
I don't know, so much of a question as an observation. I'm on a trivia site, and there's the statement in here. The average kid in the U.S. owns 50 Hot Wheels. And with you owning 30,000, I'm wondering how much you're skewing that average.
I never had 50. I think in my highest level, I must have had around 20, 25. But
yeah, I think the first year, you know, I had to have every one of them that came out, you know.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just something that I enjoy. And at the time, you know, there were Hemi Cudas on the street, you know, so I could buy one at the store, any color I wanted, AC Cobras, Corvette, you know, all that stuff. So
Ben, did you have a last question or an observation for Mike?
Yeah, well, just kind of a memory. My own introduction to them was probably about 1972. Visiting my grandparents, and my grandma had all these little toy cars on the table, and she said they were her collection, but then she sent them home with me.
What? Where are they now?
Oh, beats me. They probably got beaten to death, you know, back in the 70s.
Well, exactly. And that's, you know, another thing too. You can't love something unless you play with it.
Right.
You know, if I had taken all of those Hot Wheels that I had when I was a kid and not opened them and put them away, I wouldn't have the love and the passion for them now. You know, every Hot Wheel that I bought back then, the package never made it out of the store. You know, and as soon as I got it in my hands, I ripped it open. And you know, I played with it in the car on the way home, and I played with them in my driveway. You know, with my friends, everything. So, you know, that's the love of it. The memories, like you said, you know, I mean, I have so many memories of playing with them and my friends, and, you know, I would try to emulate the TV commercials. I always wanted to be that kid in a commercial, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to play with them. And Yeah, that's the most important thing is playing with it, and if you didn't, then you really don't have the passion for it.
Go ahead, Ben.
I also have a friend who I know from I'm pretty heavily involved in the Lotus enthusiast scene. I have a friend who bought the Lotus of his dreams 10, 12 years ago, but when he made the deal to buy it, he already had the little Hot Wheels Lotus, and he put that under his pillow every night until the real car arrived.
Right. Exactly. If you guys go to car shows, you see either, a Hot Wheel or a model or some sort of replica of that guy or that person's car on that car, whether it's on the air cleaner, it's on the radiator.
Yeah.
Or on the dashboard. Everybody's always looking for the replica of their hot rod, their car. Mm-hmm. So, car guys are toy car guys, and toy car guys are real car guys.
Yeah. I've been watching. There's a couple of channels where people will take old beat up Hot Wheels and refurb them, repaint yeah. them, fix them, yeah. and clean up the glass and all that. And I'm just like, okay, I can't wait to have my workshop back so I can attempt some of this stuff. But it just looks like so much fun. And that was the question I was going to raise to you initially. It's like, who's the true fan? The person who spends $70,000 on a beach bomb and keeps it on the wall in a shadow box, or the person who, spends $100 on Hot Wheels every week and takes them out and plays with them and gets them dented up and chipped and things like that.
I think it goes both ways. Like I said, I know Bruce personally. We travel the country together, and we talk all the time on the phone. He is very passionate about his collection. He knows a lot about them. He buys the prototypes. One of the books I did was his prototype book. And I learned so much about prototypes just by all of the pictures that he, that he had sent me to work with.
So wait a minute, stop right there. I mean, Hot Wheels does physical prototypes?
Oh, of course. Yeah. In 1968. Yeah. Well,
oh, of course. Yeah.
67, 68, 69.
Yeah.
They were trying to do the things that other companies were doing. Like, Matchbox had the front wheels that would go, left and right. So Mattel tried to do that with their Hot Wheels. They had cars that would make noise as they went down the track, mm-hmm. things like that. So, but yeah, I mean, up until probably, late 80s or so, they made either brass or clay or wood prototypes. They would carve them, and they would use a pentagraph to they would use a big wooden buck, and they would use a pentagraph to scale them down. And now everything's done with a computer and a 3D printer. So
yep, that makes sense. Anyway, I interrupted you, but you were saying.
Bruce, there are people that buy them and just put them away. But to them, it's they're trying to make an investment. But Bruce is very, very vocal with his collection. He does have a museum out in DC where he lives. He brings a lot of people there. He donates a lot of stuff. He does a lot with the brand, as I do. So.
Amazing. Remind me where on the East Coast you are.
I'm in Deerfield, right outside of Utica, New York.
Okay.
Wow. Right in the center of the state.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
Yep. Right in the middle.
This is awesome. Mike, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang with us today. And if we ever make it up to New York or to DC, maybe we can meet and go visit Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be very cool. Excellent. Thank you again. No trivia question to wrap up for today. Ben, Dave, anything else before we part?
Oh, just thanks so much. This has been so much fun.
It really has, Michael. It's great having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And to our listener, yeah, sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying thanks for asking me. It's always fun.
Always fun. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us. If you have suggestions for other guests or ideas of things we should tackle on The Thing About Cars, please find our website, thethingaboutcars.com. Otherwise, you can find Mike's website at MikeZarnock.com. That's MikeZarnock.com. Lots of cool stuff linked there. And we will see you on the road sometime soon. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.